This is Moving Beyond the Podcast. Hello and welcome to our real final episode. The last one was our season finale, but this is a bonus episode. A bonus episode that's a little bit different because I get to sit down with Billy from season one and Carrie from season two and see what they're doing right now. Like, how are they? How has life changed? Has there been new spiritual questions that have come up for them? What does it all look like right now? Which is a very unique experience that I never get to have. And so it was thoroughly enjoyable for me, and I think you'll love it as a conversation as well. Please enjoy, and thank you so much for listening to this second season of Moving Beyond. If you haven't left a review for us yet, please, please do so. It will make a world of difference for when we come back for season three. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello, guys. It's so lovely to see you guys again.
So great to see you.
Yeah, you
it's
as well.
It's great to see you, Fleur.
Thank you. You too. I know both of you, and you know me, but you don't know each other. So it'd be nice to maybe give a little bit of a background as to how you came upon the podcast, what your intention was, and then we will discuss further. But just a brief intro would be great.
Great. I'll go for it. Yeah. So my name's Billy, and my wife actually signed me up for this. I had lost my dad when I was 24. And then I lost my sister a few years later. I can't think of ages anymore because I'm just so old now. But my dad died of cancer. He had a pretty long battle with cancer. And then my sister had total kidney failure. I kind of suppressed everything. My wife knew that I had suppressed everything, and she just really needed me to kind of work some things out so I could just be a more open person and work on that. So she signed me up, and I was definitely more interested in the therapy portion versus the medium portion, because I just did not believe in any of this at all. With Fleur, it was just like, I just was in awe and shock the whole time. I could not believe how she was just able to pinpoint specific things. And even the things that, like, randomly, like, Fleur kept, like, pointing to certain things, like, oh, I'm seeing this. And I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And finally, my wife, like, listened to it back, and she's like, no, this is, like, your last trip with your dad that you took to, like, New York for Cooperstown. And I was like, oh my God, it was. And I'm getting emotional just even thinking about it right now. It was like just incredible. It was, the whole experience was incredible. And I just, it definitely like helped me just deal with things a lot. And just even, you know, in my personal life, in my marriage, everything, you know, things have just definitely been better. And I'm still just like in shock of like what Fleur was able to do. And like, just like in a short time, like how I truly went from like, oh, it's all just kind of like guesses or just, you know, generalizations to like, she can actually like speak to people and just, it's amazing. It was amazing to me. Yeah.
My experience is also amazing and mind-blowing. I'm Carrie. I came to the podcast because I was hoping to connect with an ex-boyfriend of mine. Our relationship was like really complicated because we had known each other for a while, but only ended up dating for like 3 months. And then he just ghosted me. And then he passed away like a month and a half after we broke up. So I never got to get any answers. And the whole experience really, like I said a bunch of times in the podcast, just ultimately left me feeling like super alone and confused. And I had been like, I'd been going to therapy, which is obviously huge and very helpful, but I just needed like something more. Like I don't know, therapy is great. Like it's just so literal. And it was like, this isn't just my story. It can't just end like sad. Like this isn't, I don't know. I was just searching for something. And then I like came across the podcast, and one episode really resonated with me to the point where I was like compelled to write in, even though I felt like someone had taken over and was doing it for me, which I guess that's kind of the same thing that happened with you, Billy, but just literally. The experience was really great, like really eye-opening, like the accuracy, it just like solidified everything for me. There's, you know, like it nothing ends when we die, and energy and spirits live on, and it's just not as sad as it seems at, you know, through the grieving process. Yeah, it was just life-changing.
I'm so glad.
And like putting things together, like a couple things didn't click in my reading until way after, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's it is insane. Yeah, I feel like I was like in a state of shock for my reading. It was very, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just sounded so monotone, and like, I was definitely in shock. Sometimes listening back, I'm like, cool, like you could sound a little excited.
Quite. About it. Like, there's this intense emotional thing happening, and then it makes total sense that you kind of shrink into yourself and you just become very quiet, and I completely understand it because that's me too.
Yeah, you're very connected.
So I just shocking. Think it's funny. It happens all the time.
So. I was downright giddy, so.
yeah, you were easy. Yeah, and everyone has different responses to it, and I think that's part of the beauty of it is getting to watch people, have these moments. And it's one of the things I love about doing theater shows too, because when I do a theater show on a really good night, I stand behind the curtain and I watch people kind of file out. And my favorite is just people have this look on their face. Like, what just happened? Like, there's like this like, huh? And like, and especially, no offense to your gender, Billy, but especially the men, because they just like came in there.
Skeptical.
Yeah. Dragged. And then I just watched them come out of the theater being like, huh.
I was ready, like during the whole thing, to be like, nope, you're wrong. You have no idea what you're talking about. And like, that's how I went into the whole thing. And then like from the first second, I'm like, oh, okay. She's tuning it in like a dial. This is okay. We'll see how this goes. And then like right away, I'm like, well, she doesn't know anything about me. How does she know that? And then like, it just kept going. And I'm like, oh, maybe she's got something going on. And then by the end, I'm just like, oh, she's the greatest person in the world. Everyone should get on her way.
Yeah.
Everyone should get on the 3-year wait list.
Yeah, your episode was really cool to listen to like just watch that. Just knowing you were skeptical going in. And yeah, it was very, very cool.
Yeah, I was like, every time my wife does these things, I'm like, okay, well, they just guess that. I mean, obviously they can like tell that like, you're married and have kids because your daughter's running around buying this kind of thing. And it's like just certain things like that. But then like, no, you're like, I don't know about anybody else that does this, but I know for a fact you are the real deal. So.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm certainly not the only one. There's plenty of us in the world running around. You just have to find the right people, like in any profession, you know, any profession, you have to find the right people. So
it had a huge impact on me. So.
Yeah, no, so thank you. Thank you for sharing your voice. And I love that you guys get to meet each other. This is super new in that regard too. Just that two mm-hmm. individual people with two different stories that I met at two very different times are getting to meet. So that's super cool. Thank you both so much for being here, Billy and Carrie.
Thank you.
Thank you. And both of you touched on something that I think is it's my whole philosophy of doing readings. People sometimes ask, oh, like, do people come all the time, like weekly or monthly or yearly? And first, I'm like, well, I don't actually have time for that. So no, on a logistical level. But two, also, I don't think that's what readings are for. I really want it to be an experience as a spark for you where it's like, oh my gosh, they're here. That continues. And then what am I going to do with it moving forward? Right? It's not something where for both of you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I hope that the experience was one in which it felt complete at the end of it. Like there wasn't I have to see you again next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I did, but I did want to see you again next week. I was like, I want it to be like 5 hours versus the hour. I was like, more, please.
fair. But did you, and I guess I'll start here with Billy, is when you came out of it, how has the experience been with you feeling like you can make a connection, or how's that shifted for you in terms of, okay, maybe they are truly here. And if they are truly here, does that change the way I move through life?
Yeah, it does, it for sure. I mean, it's a matter of just like, you know, beforehand it was like, oh, my dad will never see, you know, his grandkids, you know, and I felt like, you know, life kind of got in the way, and I wasn't able to spend that quality time toward the end with both of them of their lives. And now it's really just been a matter of like, they're always with me, they're always here. And even, you know, my daughter and now my newborn son, it's a matter of just like explain to them who their grandpa was and who their aunt was, and just also just knowing that they're here and they're seeing these achievements and these milestones, and just they're kind of nudging me through life, which is something I really need.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And what about you, Carrie? How do you feel about it moving forward?
Yeah, just this like constant comfort that they're not gone, and not just not gone, but like always with me. Yeah, it definitely has changed the way of like I act now. I just feel like I just find myself inviting them into them, as in my ex and my grandmother who came through as well. Just inviting them into like everyday things, and sometimes it makes me feel a little crazy, but I love it because it just feels, I don't know, I just know in my heart that it's real.
That's so nice to hear. And my follow-up question to that is, when you talk about inviting them in, is there a moment that you've experienced that already for yourself where you have moved forward? And I know in our session together, you talked about all of the birds in the tree when you came out of that session, you know, which is like, boom, right in your face, sign right there. How has that inclusion of signs in conversation been for you since the session?
I don't think that they've like increased. I just doubt them a lot less. Like, I feel like I was getting them all the time, which is why I wrote in the first place. Like, it was driving me crazy. I was getting lots of like undeniable signs, but I always doubted them and doubted myself. And I guess I just have a little bit more trust in myself and in them. And removing that doubt has just like opened every single little sign into like, just made it pure like joy, and feels like a real connection. And it's just the nicest, weirdest feeling ever.
That's awesome. And what about you, Billy? How have you been seeing signs, and how has that worked in your life?
You know, that's interesting. I don't like, as far as, and maybe that's something I need to work on and think about. I don't like consciously like, oh, like, I guess I don't speak out loud to like my dad or my sister kind of thing. And that's an interesting thing to like think about, like, because after like our meet, I do feel them with me to where, you know, I probably should just say hi once in a while, you know, it probably would be nice. I do think that I need to work on acknowledging that they're with me and even just talking aloud to them, you know, when I'm just maybe in my car by myself versus around other people who might think I'm crazy. But I think that would be helpful for me too.
What I was thinking of when you were speaking on this is, you've talked about a lot of changes, and also Billy, for you, your wife really instigated the reading. So did she get out of it what she wanted?
I think so. Because she's always been a pretty spiritual person when it comes, you know, just mediums and psychics and stuff. It definitely helped me be more open and communicate better with her. And that's ultimately what she wanted, because I was pretty close off. You know, life was on the surface. It was everything's perfect kind of thing.
Yeah. I can understand that. I think for me, when I was first starting this work and I was doing readings very, very, very early on in the beginning, there was this moment where I had this realization for myself where it went from kind of theoretical of there being something else to like the reality of it. And with that came a whole lot of unraveling of myself too, because like you at that time, I was busy, I was living a life that was very surface level, right? Like I was enrolled in every class you could be in. I was coaching on the side. I was baristaing in the coffee shop. I was doing volunteer work at the hospital. And there was no time to really sit and reflect. And I think in a way I was living life, so I didn't have to sit and reflect. So there was that too. You know, there was all this stuff going on underneath. And it wasn't until I started doing readings and really had a reading for myself where it was a bomb going off in a way where it made me stop and go, well, then how am I living my life? And what am I doing? Because if life is a spiritual continuation and it doesn't end, then oops, like, you know, what does this mean? So I think it's such an interesting experience to have, because on the surface level, we can so often just push things to the side over and over and over again. And then we have a spiritual moment, whether that's through a reading or you have it yourself, or like whatever that moment is that you go, oh, and then it also means you have to change the way that you live your life and how you connect with people and what you prioritize and where you put your energy and all those things. So I definitely had the same experience. And I remember thinking, I'm not sure if I like it. Like, I'm not sure if I like that life goes on, because now I have to take ownership of all this stuff. You know,
it brings up a lot. Yeah. It uncovers so much work, opportunity for work to do on yourself. And yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. What's been your process with that, Carrie?
Kind of the same thing, just like all of a sudden I was like, wait, what? The major catalyst was Charles passing away and just like going through the grieving process, and my whole life changed just through that, like just relationships changed and everything changed, almost like you're like stuck underwater with a bunch of, I don't know, shit flying everywhere. Things are different, but it's just chaotic. And then the reading just kind of settled everything, and it was just like, oh, just things aren't as you thought they were, and maybe you'd like to live life differently. So yeah, for me, like I would never have considered myself a spiritual person, and I found myself trying to like describe this like awakening I'm going through to friends, and just like health wise everything has changed for the better. I just take care of myself more, and I just want to be more present. I was just always tuning out, always, like no matter if it was keeping busy or relaxing, like it was just always tuning out. And I just feel like very okay with being here now, even though like I've gone through so much heartbreak, so much more heartbreak than the person I was before this. It's like given me more purpose. Yeah, it's brought a lot of meaning to life.
Mm, that's really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's so important, because it's like, you know, before all of this, I thought, you know, we live, we die, and that's it kind of thing. And I was, you know, a mean person in that, you know, as far as just like catty and petty, and I'm still all those things. But I'm better. I'm working on trying not to be those things, because it's not like a legacy that we leave here. It's a legacy just for our family and our friends, and just, you know, being able to just think about, you know, I don't want to be, you know, thought of like, oh, like a jerk or, you know, jackass or anything like that. After this dream, like, oh, my dad is here kind of thing. It's like, oh, well, he probably wouldn't be proud of me for doing some of the things I've done and everything. And it just kind of made me think, you know, I don't want to be that person anymore. And I don't want people to see that reflection of me anymore. And I want to be a better person. I want to, you know, want people to see me as a better person, whether actually people I can interact with on an everyday basis, the people that are just, you know, spiritually around me. So.
Oh, that's really lovely. Yeah. It's another thing that comes up often in questions is like, what do they see? And in some regard, a lot, everything, I think, but it's from the lens of a very compassionate, loving space. I love what you're saying about it. And I think As long as you remember that no one's really judging you up there. They know you're living a human life and a human experience, and that's not an easy one.
In your opinion, like, they kind of see everything, the people around you, but they also kind of see it in a certain lens. And I guess, is that lens basically like, just, it's like basically always like rose colored, or do they see, or, I mean, could you say like, oh, they're, you don't believe they're judging you, but, you know, could they be?
Yeah. I don't know. It might be, maybe, who knows?
Yeah, what have you been up to? Yeah.
I don't know what you've been doing, but I'm just kidding. No, I think so first of all, in terms of their presence, it's fair to say that they're not around 24/7. And by that, I mean, you don't have a relationship in life with anyone that's around 24/7. Nobody, unless you're a Siamese twin, is attached at the hip, right? Mm-hmm. You have your own experiences also internally and in your mind. And a lot of that's private and it's your own world. So I think it's much the same in spirit, in that they're not around you 24/7, also because they have their own realities and their own things that they're doing. And so nobody is 100% focused on you all the time, right? They have their own lives, for lack of a better word. And so that's kind of the baseline to realize when you call somebody up here in the world and you say, hey, I need you, they're going to be there. Same thing on spirit side. When there's something to celebrate, when there's something to grieve, when there's something that requires a coming together, help, aid of any sort, known or unknown to you, in terms of maybe you know you need the help, maybe you don't know, or maybe the person helping you is unknown. I don't ever feel that there is this vantage point of, ooh, look at you, stupid human, making the same mistakes over and over again. It doesn't feel that way to me. Also, because anytime I connect to the spirit side of things, there's such an acknowledgement that there's difficult realities in life and difficult choices. And also, going back to what you said, Carrie, some of our biggest triumphs and greatest changes in life come through difficulty. And it may be making a choice that isn't the rosiest, moralist choice, so to speak, is what changes your path. So I think when you look at it like that, in the bird's eye view, it becomes that choice is part of a million choices. And I don't think it's judged from the one choice. It's an accumulation, and it's a larger vantage point, is always my feeling. So there isn't that same judgment that we have as people, where we see somebody make a choice and we're like, well, we're only seeing it from our viewpoint based off what's happening in the moment. We don't know any of the history. We don't know the belief patterns that brought you there. We don't know the conditioning. We don't know why you're making that choice. And when we judge somebody in the physical world, it's just based off of the information we can see in that moment. And when they're on the spirit side, it's like there's so many factors involved that it becomes very hard to say it's black or white. Yeah.
I have a question for you, Fleur. Are you able to connect with people in your own life?
Yeah. So people who have passed?
Yeah. You're able to do like readings for yourself, essentially.
Yeah. So if I'm in a good place and I've opened myself up, then boom, I'm in there. My goal in my own life, and really the goal that I wish to share with other people, is get that intuition running, because then you have just a natural, easy day-to-day place to invite information in. And then, yeah, if you hit a real life snag or something horrible happens, then there's nothing wrong with reaching out for help. You know, I certainly have in life. And I think that's a whole different experience than when it comes through yourself.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, I'm not all-knowing. Trust me. It's not like, I think there's a seemingly, I don't know if it's a stereotype or just a belief system, where sometimes people are like, oh, well, then you must just know all the answers. And it's like, no, that doesn't work that way. And also, life does still give you hardships, because that's how you grow. So it's not like you're going to be avoiding all of them and be a human being that didn't grow at all just because you're using your intuition to dodge all the bullets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Most boring life ever.
Yeah, exactly. Very boring life. So I have kind of come to the conclusion with intuition that intuition is really meant to guide you to your most expansive life, not your most protected life. Not this like black and white life where you're just reading a script and you're going down the lines of what's expected of you and what you're supposed to be doing. It's ever evolving. It's ever changing. But if you can tap into that deeper voice, that inner spirit, that intuitive voice, then it gives you a place to live life from a place of alignment, which doesn't necessarily mean it's easy, but it does feel peaceful. It feels true. It feels like you to the deepest core of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
What's your spiritual practice moving forward, or how, what's your next step in connecting to yourself or to your loved ones on the other side? Big question, I know.
Yeah, for me, I guess it's just kind of been a slow transition, like of changing a lot of habits. I try to meditate now. I think that's like my biggest attempt at any kind of form of spirituality or connection. Just my whole view has changed. So all my thoughts are just viewed through a different lens, bigger, deeper meaning of life. Just moving forward kind of with that like humble attitude of, you know, we're just very like, these aren't just, this isn't the full story. These are chapters in a book that is a part of a series of books. Like, you know, it's just, we're so small, and that has taken a lot of pressure. I feel like out of life, and I'm just trying to enjoy everything that I can. Overall, it's just like changed the way I think, and honestly has like really helped me in a huge way because I'm currently grieving again. I lost my dog a little while ago. Which I know is just a dog, but I had him from, I got him when I was 19 and I'm 32 now. So,
wow.
It's just, yeah, I feel like I would very much not be okay right now if it wasn't for this, like all these positive realizations that have come from the entire experience.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I will say, like, for me, the loss of an animal, absolutely, just as impactful. And I've often found that pets come through in readings. And actually in this last one of this season, number 10, the first little bit, there's actually a dog that comes through.
I started listening to it this morning and just like bawled my eyes out. Three, like the first mention of a dog, I couldn't. So maybe I'll listen to that tonight. But
yeah, when you're ready. Mm.
But that's so nice. The reading was just so healing. And yeah, I truly feel like it's kind of like saved me. Just the trajectory that it sent me on has saved me. Like if I was in this, living my life 2 years ago and my dog had passed away, I would not be okay. And that's an understatement. So yeah, I don't even, can barely remember your question or where I'm going with this. It's been all like the most positive, healthy changes. And I'm excited for them to continue.
That's really good to hear. What about you, Billy? How are you moving forward with spirituality?
Yeah, so like I don't do any meditating, and I probably should. It's probably really helpful. For me, it was just a matter of like, after the reading, it was just so like, I blamed myself for so many things, whether it was just not being there enough, like prioritizing my own wants and needs over those of like, you know, my family and stuff like that. And it really kind of, it just kind of healed me as far as like, you know, they don't blame me. They're not, you know, angry with me. And then especially with my mom, she has terminal cancer. It's just like, just realizing, you know, life is short, but also there's so much more even after this life here. And I love how you said, Carrie, about like, you know, this is a small section of like a series of books that we're in right now. And it truly is like, this is just going to continue forever. Even if we make a mistake now, it doesn't ruin our series of books. You know, it's such a small blip on ultimately what our story and what our life is here and after. And that's what's really important to me, just to know that, you know, it's it doesn't end here, to where even if you make mistakes and you do this, you know, there's always time to think about and try to fix, you know, issues in your life, and just remember that, you know, this isn't the end, and this isn't all we're here for, kind of thing. Where I truly feel like I'm on page two of like a 1 million page book, but just realizing that, like, you know, it's, you know, we're always growing, we're always evolving. And even after this, you know, I have to imagine that even, you know, my dad and my sister, you know, even them, they're still growing and evolving and just trying to work harder to be the best that they can be as well. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you both for sharing your evolution with me, for showing how you are moving beyond these losses and integrating them into your life. Of course, we know that they never fully disappear, but you are both huge inspirations. So thank you so much for being a part of this. It's been a joy to work with you and see these changes firsthand. And thank you for lending your voices. I know it makes a big difference to people who get to listen in. So I really, really appreciate both of your times, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. And thank you for everything you've done for me, and for, I mean, my wife would love to thank you too. So.
Yeah, endless gratitude from me.
Oh, well, thank you both. Same right back at you. And I really adore both of you, and I'm grateful you are here, and thanks for doing this. And I'm sure our paths will cross at some point again.
Great. I hope so. Great meeting you, Carrie. Nice.
Yeah, you too, Billy. Mm-hmm.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. And thank you. Thank you for listening with an open heart. Thank you for hearing these stories. We heal in community. Thank you for being part of this one. If you yourself would like to open up your spiritual gifts, because we all have them, I run mentorship courses about every month or two, and you can find all information on my website, mediumfleur.com. I also have a book out called Moving Beyond. You can also find information on where to purchase on my website, and there's an audiobook if you like this voice of mine. Thanks again for being here. If you feel called to leave a review, it means everything. This podcast is completely free of cost for all participants, and it is such a help when we get a review. So thank you in advance. Thank you for being here, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Moving Beyond, the podcast. If you haven't yet left us a rating or a review, we would greatly appreciate it, as it helps new listeners to find the show. Moving Beyond is an independent podcast produced by Fleur Lesink and Elizabeth Mihelich, with additional support from the team at 2020 Intuition, Heloise, Teresa, and Madalena. Original music composed and produced by Lucas Tuttle. To learn more about Medium Fleur and her book, Moving Beyond, that teaches you how to access your intuition, psychic ability, and spirit connection, please visit www.mediumfleur.com. The link is in the show notes. If you're interested in being on a future episode of Moving Beyond, please send Elizabeth an email at podcasts@mediumfleur.com. podcasts@mediumfleur.com. We would like to thank everyone who has shared their loved ones, their stories, and their heartbreak with us, making this podcast possible.